Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, heard in Boston and throughout all six New England states, this is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston.
Odyssey Station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car donations.
You gotta keep them separated.
Real quick, we got a winner for the Red Sox tickets, and it is Patrick, I think. Hello, Patrick.
Can you hold it up?
Patrick, everything okay over there?
Yeah, I'm at the coffee shop, and I brought my puppy over, and he's just getting slammed by about three other dogs right now. Oh. So it's chaos.
Jeez. Is that a new thing where people are now bringing their dogs into restaurants
everywhere?
Everywhere? Yeah. Is that like a COVID thing or something? What's the deal with that?
I think people are slowly starting to lose their mind, and whatever type of socialization they can get, I think they're taking.
Everyone has a COVID puppy.
No more rules.
Yeah, no rules. Well, I mean, there are rules,
right.
But there's, yeah. What are you getting? Iced coffee? Hot coffee? What's your go-to?
Hot coffee. Sugar.
No sugar.
Is that sugar and refined carbohydrates? That's the worst thing in the world. So,
yeah,
get away with the sugar.
That's like me. No sugar, coconut milk.
Yep, that's right.
Okay, well, listen,
Greg and Wiggy, I'll tell you, I knew I liked you guys more than Dennis Callahan because this is probably the 150th attempt to win Red Sox tickets over the past 10 years, and finally got in.
All right, nice. Patrick.
Well, you're hooked up. You got a pair of tickets for Wednesday night at Friendly Fenway. Congratulations. All right, Patrick. Thank you for listening.
Beautiful. Awesome. Right. Thanks, guys.
Okay, you got it. Curtis, let's take a look at the Edelman poll, if we could, on Twitter this morning.
Would Edelman be dead to you if he comes out of retirement and signs with the Bucks? Wrong again, Wiggy. 60% say no, almost 2,000 votes in.
Okay, let's see when he signs with the Bucks. Same way, how do you feel about Patriots signing Antonio Brown? Want him or don't want him? Before, 90% don't want him. Antonio Brown gets here, 90% want him.
Yeah, I mean, I may be misjudging the Patriots nation when I say that I feel like it would really bother them if Edelman were to play for Tom Brady and Bruce Arians, and I say it in that
it would
on purpose in that order.
Go Bucks!
Because think about the Gronkowski poll we put up beforehand. You put that same poll up. Do you feel like Gronk is a traitor? More people are going to say yes than are going to say no. And I feel like that now. Right now, Edelman's not on the Bucks, and so it's all good. But as soon if he signs with the Bucks, that poll will flip.
But I don't get that. Why is Edelman more beloved than Gronk? Because Gronk is the greatest pass catcher in Patriots history. He's a better player than Edelman was. He had a better finish here than Edelman did. Edelman's last 2 years were a disappointment. And Gronk tried to trade Gronk. They tried to do him dirty. He's beloved, and yet all of a sudden now people hate him.
Do you feel like it's a fact that Edelman was more beloved than Gronk?
Yes, I feel it right now. I feel like people are saying, "Oh, Edelman can go to Tampa."
But that's based on the fact that people think Gronk was fraudulent.
Right.
But why do you feel that way? He obviously was done dirty.
He was crying, saying he couldn't play football any longer.
Yeah, but at the time, he probably was.
Later. Huh?
I think at the time, he had serious injuries. And you knew there was a rift between he and Bill.
But the issue here, Ken, is that Gronk played with Patriots fans' emotions in order to benefit himself financially. That whole, am I coming, am I not coming back,
right.
Perry Antelman, CBD, rubbing Greg's back, whatever, that whole fall alienated Gronk to a lot of Patriots
fans. But this is the same scenario. You're saying Edelman gave this Foxborough forever sit down, and mm-hmm. he's gonna stick true to that.
That's why I think Florio is full of it. Like, I mean, for him to say that it, you know, essentially that it's going to happen.
Yeah, that's a little
is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's crazy there. And when you look at the
ridiculous. When you sent me a voice message.
When you look at the Gronk situation,
it is Curtis.
I love you.
The guy went all the way to Foxborough, filmed the tearful goodbye, right. Said Foxborough forever. He's not gonna do that.
No.
Do you remember
Foxborough forever?
I feel like you might have been listening to Slipknot at the time, so correct me if I'm wrong. But in 2004, do you remember the amount of crap Pedro got in this town for showing up late to spring training,
yes.
Calling the Yankees his daddy? You know what we remember now? That Pedro was the greatest pitcher we ever saw. You don't remember the little BS. And in 10 years, if Edelman goes to Tampa and wins his fourth Super Bowl with Brady and Gronk, people aren't going to be mad at Edelman.
But that's
They're
not
gonna be
the
mad
little
at Bill.
BS, though. That's not little BS. You left New England, gave us this tear-jerking, I love you, forever Foxborough, beam me up, Scotty. And then a year later, you go to Tampa Bay and you help them win a Super Bowl. Like, that's the same with Gronk. Gronk comes out, he don't want to play no more. You know, he's retiring, plays with our emotions. Then all of a sudden goes, oh, I want to play. Would Gronk still want to play if Bill goes, okay, I'm trading you to Arizona?
No. My friend, Perry Antelman.
No.
Right? So Bill did him a solid going. Gronk probably goes, Bill, I want to play, but I'm only going to Tampa Bay.
Wiggy, do you remember Ty Law saying that Bill Belichick lies to feed his family?
Yeah.
Okay. They're best friends now. Ty loves Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick loves Ty. Mm-hmm. People forget. Time goes on. We live our lives, and we move on.
Maybe it is Brady's doctor. Everybody wants him. That's the truth.
He's not a doctor. but to suggest that Edelman, for Florio to suggest that Edelman is going to, you know, basically get back on the juice mm-hmm. and then return to the NFL is pretty offensive.
That's what bugs me. I was just going to say that's what bugs me, too, is that he has to imply that he has to juice to be him again.
Yeah. Nothing prevents a guy from coming back. As of right now, Julian Edelman says, I was going to play until the wheels came off. The wheel came off. Well, between now and November or December, they can put the wheel back on. That's what wheels do. I checked with the league. Since he's been cut, he won't be tested under the PED policy. He can go use whatever he was using when he got busted 3 years ago. Do what you have to do. Take what you have to take. Get yourself back to the point where your knee's in good shape. Cycle off. Show up. Get tested, be clean, play for the Buccaneers, pursue what for him would be Super Bowl number 4. I am going to be surprised if that doesn't happen.
Boom.
Frank wouldn't let him do it.
Yeah, that's crazy right
Frank
there.
Frank Edelman, he's a loyalty guy. He wouldn't let him do it.
And the only player, because we try to figure out, like, who could, like, we make the comparison, right? If Edelman gave this farewell speech, the only player that you can compare him to and you ask would people feel like this guy was a traitor is if Big Poppy came out of retirement, went and played for the Yankees, won a World Series, you're telling me that Red Sox fans around here would be like, oh, 10 years, we'll forget about it.
I mean, he's selling Foxborough Forever shirts on his website.
I don't think he'd do it either, Greg, but if Brady calls him up and like begs, does Edelman have the will to say no, not doing it? That he can be pretty persuasive. You know, and he obviously has a Brady weak spot.
But does Edelman go, you know, how athletes always do. Does Edelman go, all right, I'll do it, and then 10 years later when you're having the conversation there and he's sitting across, I don't know, maybe from Oprah, and she goes, Julie, what's the one thing you regret? You know what? I do regret putting out that Foxborough Forever video.
But and maybe I mean, not, because he's on the bubble for the Hall of Fame, as we've talked about last week. So one more Super Bowl and another great run might put him over the top. Maybe that's worth it to him.
Or hurt him. What if he doesn't?
And he was cut, everybody. The Patriots released him. He no longer has any obligation to the organization. unlike Gronk.
But Gronk and Tom, I think we would all agree that Gronk and Tom Brady had some kind of an axe to grind with Bill, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does Edelman?
No.
I don't think he does.
No, we knew Gronk didn't like playing for Bill. Like, we knew that. Like, that was because, you know, we knew that that there was the reports of Bill wanted to trade him to Detroit, and there was some issue there. And we knew that Gronk didn't like the way Bill coached him and all that, calling him out in the media. And so we knew that. But we haven't heard anything like that with Edelman.
Curtis, if you're correct, how do you explain how Red Sox fans feel about Johnny Damon? They still can't stand the guy. He went to the Yankees.
That's because he drives drunk all the time.
No, it's because he went to the Yankees.
Okay, good one. You got me on Johnny Damon. I mean, honest to God, you're going to compare Edelman to Johnny Damon?
Well, maybe you could compare Roger Clemens.
What?
Red Sox fans don't like Roger Clemens no more because he went to Toronto and then he went to the Yankees.
Right, but these teams won something. Clemens never won anything here. That's totally different.
Yeah, but he was on pace to be the guy for the Red Sox.
Right, and people are more mad at Dan Duquette than they are at Roger Clemens.
I understand that point, but you still look
at sort of the whole point.
No, but you still look at how people view a guy that leaves a place. Now, the Edelman situation
Edelman should never play football again in your mind, even if he wants to.
Well, do people feel that way about Jacoby Ellsbury?
No,
because he wanted more money. Well, Edelman should not if he thinks he wants to play football again, then why have this?
No, what if he changes his mind and decides he wants to play football? You're saying he should not be able to.
I feel like once you put out that video, you can't.
I didn't say he shouldn't be able to.
Why?
Because you're able to do whatever you want, but I would think if you did it, people are going to look at you like, really, bro?
Why? What if something changed in the next 3 months and he started feeling better, his wheel got better?
Then he should have never paid out this video. If he thought that he
was... So you never made a mistake in your life where you did something prematurely.
You do, but then guess what? There are times that you regret those decisions later on in life.
Right, but you're acting like it's going to be this huge issue that he's going to have to overcome.
It will be.
It's going to be one interview with, you know,
Oprah Winfrey.
Jeff Darlington, and they're going to sit down, he's going to rub his leg, and they'll be done.
He at least owes the Patriots to ask them if he can come back and play for New England first.
He absolutely does, and I think he would.
Right. And you really think people are just going to be like, oh, we're not thinking about if Julian Edelman came out of retirement?
2,000 votes in, 60%
say that's now.
Do you think he sits back and waits to see how the season goes?
Yep. If the Bucs are in the hunt, I think he's convinced. If they're
Well, what if the Patriots are too? I mean,
yeah.
They're already significantly better than they were last season. I think they're that few games better to make it to the playoffs at least.
Yeah, but he loves Brady. It's a sick love.
But why put out the video? I don't get
the
that.
Video is it for me
it's
too.
Yeah, love. I don't get the video. Like if you
because what Curtis is saying is in his mind, he's retiring. He's done.
Okay.
But what if something changes? You know, and Curtis keeps bringing it up about players that are away from the game and they miss it way more than they thought they would miss it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's like, I mean, I know he has the right to do what he wants, but I feel like as fans, you would have to be like, hey, Bill, I want to come back and play. Any chance I could play for the Pats?
He owes Patriots fans nothing. He gave his heart and soul, blood, sweat, and tears on the field for the New England Patriots.
It's the team, too. It's the team. It's not just fans.
Does he owe the team anything?
How about the drop in the Titans game?
Well, so that was Brady's last stand. I mean, he could have delivered.
I know. Brady's last stand actually hasn't happened yet. He won the Super Bowl there, buddy.
So do you think he retired? And do you think the Patriots cut him knowing that we don't want him no more?
No. I think that he said, I'm retiring. I'm done. I'm finished. I can't do this anymore. I mean, didn't he say after one of those Super Bowls to Belichick, you know, I love you, coach. I'll do anything for you, coach. I mean, those guys have a good relationship.
Right. So
Belichick and Brady said they love each other after Super Bowls. Yeah. I mean, you can't judge those things.
Nah, it's not the same. I'm with you on that one. Edelman's relationship with Belichick is completely different. The love that they have for each other. Like that you would be doing. Because I think that the organization was like, Jules, are you sure you want to do this?
Right.
Because we would love to have you back here. Right? And if he's like, no, I want to do this. All right, so how can we make this work for us? Here, we'll cut you. You'll get your $2 million. We'll save money towards the cap. And then if he decides to come back and go play for somebody else. Nah.
This is Chad. Hello, Chad.
Yes, how you doing today, guys?
What's going on, Chad?
Listen, let Butterfingers go to Tampa Bay if he wants. You guys, Wiggy, how many passes has this guy dropped in the last 2 years when he's on the field? Let him go to Tampa Bay. See you later. Goodbye.
Now he's Butterfingers.
I mean, come on.
How soon you people forget?
Yeah.
I'm not forgetting anything, Greg. I'm talking about his last two seasons.
Was he Butterfingers?
Greg, I won't even bring up that he got caught cheating either. I'll leave that out of it, okay?
Was he Butterfingers when he made the catch against the Falcons?
Greg, when he's on the field the last 2 years, answer my question. How many passes has he dropped?
He had one key fumble. Oh,
the Baltimore game, too. That's two.
I'm not talking about fumbling. I'm talking about dropping passes the last 2 years when he's on the field. I'm not forgetting about all the great stuff he's done, but he's been injured. He's a tough guy. I give him credit for that. But he's all done now. Let him go to Tampa. See you later. Thank you.
Good riddance.
But if you could have Edelman for a playoff push, would you want him if he felt like, yo, I'm 100%, I feel
here?
Yes.
Is it a playoff push?
Huh? Yeah.
With Cam Newton at quarterback.
Hey, by the way, Cam Newton backwards is Mac.
No, but you would want, like, so to think that you couldn't use Edelman if he was feeling good, whether it's for a playoff push, whether it's for the postseason.
Yeah.
Like, I think the Patriots look at that and go, we could use him.
Yes. This is Paul. Hello. Hey, Paul. Paul, turn your radio down. Oh, this is, Spaz does not remember how to, doesn't remember how to screen calls. Hello. Yep. Hey, Paul.
Hello.
What's up?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, how do we bring this in? How shallow is Ken? Oh, I'm about to drop in the Tennessee game. Come on, now this guy gave his blood and sweat and tears to his team. Didn't they cut him? Did the Patriots cut him? Is that correct?
The Patriots, they cut him. But but they did him a favor because now he can get $2 million out of the deal by cutting him.
Yeah, okay, so they cut him. That's saying, I don't want you anymore. So can he go on with his life? If he chooses to go back and play football again, now we're going to bring up all the drops that he made? How shallow is that? Have a good day.
Very shallow,
but
Ken.
I think it's more like a back door, like it's like a back alley handshake cut.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Jules, you know what? You're done. Okay. All right. Here's what we're going to do.
Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong. That's a 14-13 game in the fourth quarter. Brady's last game as a Patriot.
Yeah, he dropped it.
Second and six. He drops it right in his hands.
Yeah.
They go on to win that game if not for that drop. I'm not saying he's not a great player. I think he should be in the Hall of Fame, but he had a terrible last year.
I wouldn't say he had a terrible last year.
That was a terrible year.
He had some drops, but Julian has always had drops throughout his career. I mean, that's like, you know, he's not always been the guy with the best hands.
This is Jillian. Hello, Jillian.
Yeah. Hi. I just want to say that I feel like he's left. I mean, they cut him. And if he wants to come back with the Buccaneers, we're all going to still love him. He gave his blood, sweat, and tears for the Patriots. We won Super Bowls with him. He's always had a great attitude. He has the choice to do whatever he wants, and I don't think people are going to resent him for it.
Isn't that doing Bill dirty, though?
No, because, I mean, he legitimately, I think, is retiring right now because his body is a mess. But like everyone said, sometimes your body gets better, and you're like, wow, I still want to play. I still have it in me. And he's going to want to go for getting another Super Bowl. So it's somewhat... I mean, and I think he loves working with Brady. I mean, that video of him and Brady in the win that they had where they were down 28-3 and then they came back in the Super Bowl, like the rapport between him and Brady is just phenomenal. Like, you can tell it, the way they talk to each other, the way he inspired everyone to come back and win that Super Bowl. I mean, this guy has a lot of heart and a lot of character. And I think whatever he does, I know I, as a fan, will completely feel like,
but also,
you know,
what about
for him, and he's justified and he can do what he wants.
But what about the rapport between he and the owner?
Right.
You know, he and the coach.
But Jillian, I mean, see, and here's where it is, because you see what she said? Well, they cut him, right? So it's Jillian. You're with this guy for 10 years. You say to him, I want to get married. I want to get married. I want to get married. And he's like, I'm just not ready for it. I'm never going to get married. And you go, okay, you know what? He's never going to get married. That's something he doesn't want to do. You go, you know what? All right, it's probably best then we're apart, but we'll never go great friends. A week later, he's marrying your best friend. Like, that, you're telling me that's not going to bother you?
Right.
That's what
they would piss you off.
You left a radio show and joined another morning show.
No, I didn't leave the radio show. The radio show, they stabbed me in the back and fired me.
Oh, right. Like, sort of like Edelman. Oh, no. It comes full circle. And enjoy dinner. Thank you. No, good night.
No. Did his body stab him in the back?
No, that's what happened. The other radio station I used to work for, they took me out back and they put a gun in my back of my head. Say, hey, we're doing great. We want you to come to this party we're having for you. Next thing you know, boom.
Where was the party they were having for you?
Next thing I feel like Joe Pesci in Goodfellas. I'm ready to be made.
Boop, boop.
Walking in and then boop, boop.
Jesus, spoiler alert.
Was it shots fired?
It was definitely shots fired.
Shots fired.
I do love shots fired.
All right, Kendra is here. It's day number one of Tournament of Champions week. We got down to five finalists, and Kendra has been here all morning. We got to get to Ken right now and what is trending.
OMF, weekdays 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
And trending now brought to you by Window World of Boston. Whether you need a new roof, replacement windows, or even new siding, do what Lou and Christian did. Call Window World of Boston today, 800-NEXT-WIN or windowworldofboston.com. So the second pro day today for Trey Lance. Falcons, Patriots, Broncos, Niners in attendance, but no Bill Belichick. Patriots are sending Elliott Wolf and Dave Ziegler.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Groh was at his first
and
pro
Nike.
Day. Belichick basically at his press conference last week said these guys have been involved from the start. So right. Is he just deferring, or is Belichick
okay,
not interested?
I'm okay with that. Yeah. We've discussed this ad nauseum. The guy, you know, he goes when he wants to go, and he knows. He obviously knows enough about all these guys at this point.
And then Ken, didn't you have a lead one time that said Bill needs to let more of his scouts get involved in the process?
Yeah, but this is quarterbacks. If you're interested, you'll be there.
Fauci said people can fly. He's spreading the wealth. He's like, spread your wings, go.
Well, then he should go too. But he also turned 69 last week. Maybe it's a sign he's starting to get out of the game a little bit. He's starting to hand the baton to the next crew. Do you think he's going to coach five more years?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
74-year-old Bill on the sideline?
Absolutely.
He coaches until he wins two Super Bowls.
Until his wheel falls off.
Yeah, he's going to be like Jopa.
Yeah. Coach still in his 80s.
I don't know. I don't
How old
is
Tommy Lasorda? Isn't that his homeboy? How old is Tommy Lasorda?
I think Tommy's dead, unfortunately.
Oh, wait a second. Who's the one coaching for
Tony La Russa?
Tony La Russa. Sorry.
Did it not weird you out when you see him managing at right. How old is he? I was looking at him this weekend. Was he 72 or 73 or something?
No, he does look old too.
Yeah. Hopefully he's not driving anywhere.
They got a good team, though. 3-2 win and 5-1 win in the nightcap. Seven-inning games. Greg, that's right up your alley.
76.
Love it. He's 76.
Oh. Tony La Russa, 76 years old.
76 years old.
Yikes. But those games, though, you get a lead early, it's like over. I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I want 9 innings.
Yeah.
Give me the 9. Today we'll do it at 11:10. Got it in you, Greg, to go to 10:05 today, up into the pregame start.
Absolutely.
Okay. No Gresh for the crossover either. We'll do that. Red Sox still two games up on Tampa in the East. Eovaldi today. You can listen on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Bruins 4-0 since the trade deadline. A 6-3 win over the Caps in a matinee noon affair yesterday. 4 points for Marchand, who is a superstar. I'm putting him in that category, Greg, with Jason Tatum. We got two in town right now. Tatum has gone to another level this last week. It's all perk.
I think it is all perk or Jaylen Brown, whatever Jaylen Brown said to him. But whatever the answer is, they got to keep doing it because he stepped up his game.
And I mean, they should be a Final Four team if they play like this and get Fournier back and Robert Williams and Kemba's playing like he did. Kemba had some big moments in that game Saturday.
He did.
So did Smart. God, I couldn't believe he hit that three.
Yeah, that was nuts. That was great.
They're rolling Celtics and the Bruins. Bruins in action three times this week against Buffalo. So it's that is a cakewalk. Celtics tonight have the Bulls, 7:30 tip. And trending now brought to you by DuckDuckGo as we check the Exergen weather forecast, 67 under partly cloudy skies today. DuckDuckGo, what is it that makes you uniquely you? Well, DuckDuckGo doesn't think that's any of their business and frankly shouldn't be the business of any tech company. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo.
Yo, yo.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
an hour left with Kendra, who is on day number one of the Tournament of Champions. So if there's something, I mean, you're a part of the interview process when it comes to who will attempt to replace Danielle. So if there's something that you have yet to ask Kendra, or you're a relative of somebody who did not make it to finals week and you want to call in and verbally attack Kendra, then you can do so before we get out of here this morning. There is a little bit of interesting news from the Defense Department, who over the weekend confirmed that leaked photos and video of UFOs taken in 2019 are legitimate images of unexplained objects. Is, in your mind, is this the government saying, yes, we believe that that there are indeed unidentified flying objects, which happen to be space aliens?
Yeah, I think so. Wasn't there something that was signed with a bill for the coronavirus where there was an X amount of time the government had to let us know about aliens or give us some sort of information?
In June, they're going to declassify the information for Congress in June.
So they're going to tell us that we are an alien child Sims video game.
Do you believe the Sim thing? That's what I think.
I don't know. Yeah, kind of.
I mean, if Elon Musk says that we're a part of an alien sim, right, then I buy into it.
So aliens are playing us like play Call of Duty.
Correct. Yes.
Oh, man, y'all need to stop it. Stop it with this leak photo. How come? I was having this conversation with my son. We were watching Swamp People, right, where they go out in the Everglades and they, like, go after these snakes and alligators.
Hey, here comes the part of the show where the guy who buys into everything on reality TV being real says there's no such thing as unidentified flying objects.
We get some banjo music.
Well, reality TV, I can see that. Right, so I said to, and they were like walking through this place in the Everglades where some weird, like, Bigfoot creature has been known to, inhabit that area, and like they're out there chasing snakes with these like high definition 4K cameras, and every time you see like a picture of Bigfoot or an alien, it's these grainy photos from 1930, or it's just a spot in the sky. Why can't we got all the technology, but we can't capture one good video?
Well, did you see?
Maybe we have them.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, but did you see the video, the specific video that they're talking about,
mm-hmm,
that the Navy pilot got of the triangular object that is flying through the sky? I mean, it clearly looks like it's some kind of an alien craft.
Come on, man. Really? Flying through the sky, but we can't really get a good, I got a camera at home where I could get airplanes flying in the sky at 30,000 feet and get good videos of where you go, oh, that's an airplane. Now you're telling me the Navy, with the technology that they have, they can bomb you from 20,000 miles away, but you can't get a picture of an alien aircraft?
The real question here is, if you're watching Swamp People, is noodling a sport?
I don't even know what that...
It's when you catch catfish with your finger pretending it's a worm, and you like put your whole arm in the catfish and you drag it out of the water.
Holy cow.
I
had no idea what noodling was.
Wiggy knows what canoodling is, but he doesn't know what noodling is.
Because Stig Leon will do that in the second inning.
You'd be worried that catfish would bite your finger off?
Yeah, absolutely. That happens all the time, and they still do it. There's this guy on that show who has like three fingers, and he's still out here noodling for the squad.
Do you think that this texter thinks that they're trying to let the information out slowly, the government is, so mm-hmm, that people aren't terrified?
What's there, like, to be terrified
like
about?
Like War of the Worlds? Well, I mean, would you be worried if the government just came out and said, yes, space aliens exist, they're flying around all the time, we've seen them for years, would people be worried about that?
No, I don't think so. Because are they not doing us no harm? If they've been flying around, if they've been flying around for years, why haven't they? They don't have an issue with us, right?
Wiggy, why do you need a camera to see a plane? You can just see a plane.
Well, exactly, right? So there you go. That does you one better. You can see a plane with your own two eyes. But I want the proof, right? Because everybody always tells me there's Bigfoot and aliens. But every time I see a picture of it, Bigfoot looks like some guy who dressed up in a horrible suit and they took a picture of him with a Polaroid.
I mean, I don't look at Bigfoot the same way I look at aliens. I have been somebody who was on the opposite end of the spectrum.
Okay.
Because Danielle was somebody who was always convinced mm-hmm. that, you know, aliens from another planet visit us all the time. You just don't know what form they're in when they come and visit us.
I think Wiggy's an alien because he's backing them right now.
No, I'm saying they don't exist.
But if
that's what an alien would say.
Oh, is that what an alien
would say? Yes, that's what an alien would say.
Well, I got no power, so it's not working for me.
But the fact that the Department of Defense is essentially saying, yes, these videos are real and they're an unexplained, you know, phenomenon, to me says that there's something going on, that it's deeper than we think it is.
I ain't buying that, man.
Yeah. This is Jerry. Hello, Jerry.
Good morning, Gregory. How are you?
What's happening, Jerry?
Oh, it's a lovely morning out here in the world. Wiggs.
Yo.
People are terrified of a freaking cold. If you tell them that there's little green aliens flying around that they can't see, a mask is not going to be enough. They're going to have aluminum foil on their heads. They're going to be wearing a mask. They're going to be afraid to come outside.
Yeah.
Is that speciesist?
I think
yeah, but what if the aliens can help with, like, what if they can come up with a good vaccine that can, you know,
repel aliens?
You know, COVID.
Listen, if they can get here from wherever they're coming from, they can cure cancer.
Right. So why we should be sitting now with these aliens saying, hey, listen, there are a lot of diseases and issues. How can you help us with, like, you know, poverty and, you know, hunger? Right.
Hopefully they can meet with the president before 4 p.m. because that's when he goes to sleep.
Right.
Yeah, well, he wouldn't remember that meeting the next day.
I don't know. I think you're right. I think they are releasing the information in small doses. Jerry's right. I mean, people would absolutely panic.
I think people would look at, we need to see what their technology is, because if it's allowing them to travel, you know, millions of miles from their galaxy.
Yeah, light speed travel.
Yeah, why are we not, like, working with these aliens to see if we can, you know, whether
Wiggy, that could eventually occur, but you're telling me the second an alien arrives in front of you, you've never seen it in your life,
yeah,
you think the person calling 911 is going to be like, hello, this looks like a relatively friendly alien. Why don't you show up and ask him about technology?
Curtis, can you imagine the calls to 311 if aliens landed in South Boston?
By the way, thanks to us, I think, Wednesday night, 6:30, South Boston City meeting on the overwhelming parties and non-social distancing at restaurants in South Boston.
They're having a special
emergency town hall. Mm.
Oh, God.
Well, maybe the aliens will show up. And
maybe the smartest people there if they did.
Whoops.
Hello, Eddie.
Good morning, everyone. First of all, Kendra, I love you. And if you don't get this job, you deserve to be the lead on another show.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem. Second, Wiggy.
Yo.
When it comes to the aliens, the way that we can study smaller species, they can study us without us knowing that they're there. We can study lower animals, and they don't know that we're there. I'm not saying aliens exist. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that's a possibility.
But
we are ants to aliens.
We don't know that they're there.
But, Eddie, what makes us, you know, why should we assume that aliens are smarter than us?
Why shouldn't we?
Well, if they can have the technology to do all this travel that they need to be able to do to get to us when we can't reach past our solar system, if these aliens can come from separate solar systems, they are technologically advanced, more advanced than us, just like us to the animal world. I'm not, you know, it's just the easiest way to explain it, where we can go look at smaller species. They can come and look at us. Not every species notices us there or even notices that we're something different. We can wear a stupid mask and blend in with a tiger sometimes, you know?
Didn't we discuss on the show a while ago that we had signed some sort of a treaty, some kind of a peace treaty?
Yeah.
With the aliens.
On Mars or something?
Yeah, that's already been done.
So what was the peace? So the peace treaty is, so they just like to cruise around Earth?
Yeah. So it's like a drive, like when you go to look at the Christmas lights.
It's like, hey, you know what? It's the weather's nice. So, hey, guys, jump in the car. We're going to cruise up Hampton Beach.
We are kind of stupid anyway.
But what?
Humans, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at what we have. a global pandemic because of bat soup, apparently?
Yeah, no, we do that, and we also have people that are now drinking the Chernobyl water because they believe it's going to be good for their skin.
Well, we have some stupid people.
Yeah, did you see that?
No.
It's a big thing now. People are traveling to Chernobyl to drink the water because they believe it's going to be good for their skin.
Well, those are idiots, and I'm willing to bet you the aliens have some idiots. We can't assume that every alien is
two
smart.
Two halves of a whole alien idiot.
Hey, so you can travel around space, but you never want to be seen. But somehow we always catch images of you. It can't be that bright.
All right. We got to take a quick break. A reminder that you can listen to this show and this station wherever you are, whether you can hear us on the radio or not, by streaming it at WEEI.com or on the brand new Odyssey app. So download the Odyssey app, and you can take us wherever you go.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.